Doom do 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 doom do do. Doom do 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 doom do do.
Hi, plant people. Welcome to episode 14 of
Blue Mango Radio.
Plant friends, I hope you all had a wonderful week filled with plants, new growth, leaves unfurling, and of course, other plant friends. I want to give a quick shout out to some listeners that came to my rescue this week. I had a listener write in and ask me how to care for his indoor pineapple plant. And to be frank, I did not know that was a thing. I had no idea you could grow pineapples indoors. Now I do. But I couldn't help him. So I posted on Instagram asking if any of you guys knew how to care for the plant and if you would be a good plant friend and help me hook him up with some great information. And several of you got back to me within hours, and I'm so thankful. We've started a little pineapple plant care email thread, and I'm very excited about learning how to care for this plant, and I'm just so thankful to the Eden, Home by Faith, Dirty Details, and A Crazy Plant Lady 10B for your help and for stepping up and offering your plant friendship. So thank you. Now, without further ado, an episode all about the magical, the wonderful Pilea peperomioides plant, otherwise known as the friendship plant. And I'm going to call it the friendship plant because I, for the life of me, cannot pronounce that word. But how could I do a month on friendship without an episode on the friendship plant? I mean, come on. So we're so lucky to be joined by the founder of Peep, the first commercial grower of pileas in the United States. They ship nationwide as well as have a store in Southern California. You can find out more about them at www.peep.co. McKenna, the founder, is a pilea specialist, and she has had such an interesting journey learning how to grow this plant and become the pilea boss. And we're so lucky. She covers the basics of pilea care and more with us, but she is also offering us a very special Bloom and Grow Radio discount so we can all enjoy this happy plant for ourselves and we can grow pups and share our pups with our plant friends. So stay tuned till the end of the episode to learn more about that discount and what she is currently selling. All right, you've heard enough of me ramble on. Let's get on to the interview. Hello, McKenna. Thank you so much for being with us on Bloom and Grow Radio today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
You are in the center of, I feel like, the hot Instagram world right now, being the first. Now, you're the first commercial pie. Oh, number one, I'm already mispronouncing it. Can we go through what the official pronunciation of pilea is?
Yes. So this is, it's a scientific name, so it's, none of them have like a universally fully accepted, every scientist is going to say, this is exactly how you pronounce this.
Right.
But I did hear a scientist at Kew Gardens pronounced it Pilea peperomioides. Okay. So that's what we're going with. Pie, like, you know, apple pie, mm-hmm. and Leah, like the name Leah. So Pilea peperomioides.
Peperomioides.
Yeah, mioides.
Mioides. Pilea peperomioides. Yeah. So,
mouthful, and learning to spell it took me like a month.
Oh my gosh. So funny. So talk to me about, let's just dive right in. Talk to me about how you decided one day, you woke up and decided, yeah, I'm going to be a commercial grower of pileas.
That's not a standard thing that everyone
right, like not my personal journey. So how did that, how did that come up for you, and where did the brilliant idea for Peep come from?
So, my husband and I, we already had another business. We have another business, and we were already kind of in the entrepreneurial mindset. My husband comes from a super entrepreneurial family. They all own their own businesses. And in early 2016, a friend of my husband's, a good friend from college, she texted him and she's like, "Hey, Lee, do you know where I could find a Chinese money plant? Because my husband he's just really good at finding things." Mm-hmm. Like, just, he knows a lot of weird random stuff. So she reached out and he was like, "Oh yeah, I can probably find one. I know that I was interested in getting one." And he started looking around and looking and looking and really realized that they were very hard to find. And so we were talking about it, and he showed me the plant, and I was like, that's a really cute plant. That's really pretty. We should get one. He's like, yeah, it's really hard. I was like, oh, well, then let's grow them. And he's like, well, that's kind of a big leap. Like, let's just go from not being able to find them to, yeah, let's just grow them. That's not a problem. And here we are 2 years later with hundreds and hundreds in our greenhouses. So
were you a plant family? Did you have a lot of plants? So that was a natural progression for you because you already had a green thumb, like plants were important to you or what?
Yeah, it's funny because probably 2 or 3 years ago, like before this happened, I wouldn't have been like, yeah, that's definitely what we're doing. But we did know that we wanted to get into some kind of plant-based, like our plan was we wanted to do an elderberry orchard, and we still plan on doing that in a couple of years once we get through this whole Pilea business. But my husband loves plants, has grown up always gardening and propagating and experimenting with different plants. And his dad's a huge gardener and he grew up on 7 acres. And so they just always had tons of plants going. And he, like when we got married, we had like 12 houseplants that would come with us on our road trips. Like literally, oh, we have pictures of the back of our car full of our houseplants so that they didn't die while we were gone. And so it was really natural in terms of interest. And okay, then it just kind of snowballed. We were like, well, you know, this is just a hobby for us, but let's really dig into it.
And how does one just make a greenhouse and start breeding Pilea the way you did?
That is where it's really helpful to have someone called Leland Rowley at your side.
Because that's your husband?
Yes, that's my husband. So he is one of those people who can just figure out anything and like learn how to do anything. So he and his dad, they just totally attacked this. Like he's created an entire like fertigation system and all of this amazing like electrical system to keep the plants at the perfect temperature and the perfect amount of fertilizer in the water and the perfect, you know, amount of sun coming in. And so they, you know, they built these, our greenhouses are each individually pretty small, but they just built them individually and then totally figured out all of this different stuff. We have a huge library now of all of these textbooks about greenhouse, you know, creation and fertilizer and soil, you know, growing medium and light. And it's just been amazing to me to see him totally tackle that side of it. And yeah, we have greenhouses now and they're amazing.
Are they like in your backyard?
They are in the neighboring city on the 7 acres that my husband grew up on. So in Moreno Valley.
Very cool. And where does the name Peep come from?
The name Peep, it's come to mean, it didn't start this way, but we actually really liked, a customer came in one day and said, hey, does that stand for plants in every place? And we're like, it does now, because that's awesome. So that's what it means now.
Plants in every place.
Yeah, it's an easy way to help people remember it. But it came, we wanted a really short, punchy, friendly word. And peep is an onomatopoeia. It's the German spelling of what, like the sound that a little animal makes. So like peep, mm-hmm, peep, peep, you know.
Right, like a little
We spell it with two E's in English, but I speak fluent German. And so I was like, well, let's use the German one. It brings in a little bit of my background because I studied German literature, not plants. So it was fun to kind of add a little bit of my history to it all too. So
that's amazing. And you had a baby the week before the shop opened, yes?
Well, it was the week before her first birthday was the day that the actual brick and mortar store opened.
Okay.
And I had the baby like when we were in the throes of trying to start propagating the plants. So we ordered our first Pilea seedling from Germany. It was somewhere around $120, $130 for like this little half inch plant. And it's always funny now because I see people talking about it online. They're like, this plant goes for over $30. And I'm like, yeah, year and a half ago. It went for a lot more than that.
Wow, $120. Holy moly.
Yeah, for this tiny little seedling from Wolfgang in Germany. But yeah, so I had little Minna in October of 2016. And so she's been with us every step of the way.
The ultimate mom-trepreneur.
Yes, let's call me that. That makes me feel really good about myself.
Right? That's the cool word to use, mom-trepreneur.
That's the cool word, yeah.
Well, and you have this friendship plant that's so famous for the little babies that it keeps, you know, giving away. And you have your own baby now, too.
I know. She's our little Pylea baby.
She's your little Pylea baby. I love that. Mm-hmm. So Peep has now been open for how long?
We started selling in September online in September of last year. And then we opened the store on October 14th of last year.
Okay. And you primarily have Pylea, but now you're expanding to other plants too, right?
Yeah. So in store we've always had a ton of plants. We've had a lot of really fun ones. Southern California has incredible growers and, you know, like little places you can just poke around and be like, well, that's an amazing pink variegated philodendron I've never seen before. Let's get that. But we have the Pyleas. We have, you know, other plants that we're propagating in our greenhouses and then a large variety in the store. And then online, we've had a few, you know, we had some peperomias and Madagascar dragon tree, a few Calathea, but we're going to start in the next couple weeks, we're going to start having the majority of our in-store offerings, like our brick-and-mortar offerings, will be online as well, as long as they're small enough to ship.
Very cool. And I do have to say, I just want to talk about how intentional your shipping is, because I had seen you guys on Instagram or something, and I ordered a Pylea for you from you for my sister for Christmas, and you guys only ship on Tuesdays, so the plant will never spend the weekend in a shipping center, which I think is so smart.
Yeah, that's our goal. We thought a lot about, like, how can we help people feel really confident about their purchase? Because we know that even though online purchasing is super common, buying a plant online feels like a bigger risk, I think. And so we wanted to make sure, you know, like, first of all, our plants are guaranteed. If there's a problem with them, you let us know. We'll send you a new one. But we wanted to make sure that they were spending as little time in the box as possible. And so, yeah, we try to only ship on Tuesdays, so that we're sure that they should be at your door by Friday, Saturday at the latest, since we ship USPS, so they do still deliver on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you guys sent me a Pylea after we scheduled this interview, and it's looking at me right now. It looks so happy. What do you
chipper?
It's so chipper and smiley at me. What do you think? Why do you think the Pylea has blown up the way it has? Why do you think it's one of, you know, the hottest house plants to have these days?
I think it's a combination of a few things. I think that, like, scarcity is always going to be, you know, going to have an impact. Mm-hmm. So because it was so hard to find and so scarce, that's obviously a part of it. But I don't think that just because it's becoming more available, that's really slowing down people's interest in it, because first of all, it's beautiful. It's a really pretty plant. It's unusual. And it's just, like, we have people come into the store all the time who have never seen it, never heard of it, look around all these crazy plants we have and, like, zero in on the Pylea. And they're like, wow, that's really cool. I've never seen that. What is that? It's beautiful. And I think it speaks to people. It's fun and it's friendly. And then I think that combined with its story it's such a cool story. It's such a cool way that it has spread and that it didn't really come from a scientist. It didn't really come from a grower. It came from friends sharing with friends. And the ease with which it can be shared, I think that makes it really fun for people. It's just at the heart of so many good, friendly plant relationships.
Totally. Do you have upcoming travel to a different country scheduled? Or maybe you have a relative or a friend who speaks a different language that you want to connect with on a deeper level? Why not easily learn a new language with my favorite language learning tool, Rosetta Stone? I recently went to Italy and I brushed up on my Italian by using the Rosetta Stone app for like 20 minutes every morning. It was so easy to use. It was part of my morning practice. It was really fun. And let me tell you, Rosetta Stone works. It brushed me up so good. I was getting around Italy easily speaking Italian after putting those reps in. If you don't already know, Rosetta Stone is the trusted language learning tool available on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone has 30 years of experience, millions of users, and 25 languages offered. It makes language learning so fun, so easy, and so fast. It immerses you in the language, which is the fastest way to learn. So it's an intuitive process with no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. It even coaches you on pronunciation with its true accent feature, which is like basically having a physical trainer for your accent. It's so wild. The desktop and app options make it so easy to do consistently, and it's an amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages forever for any and all trips and language needs in your entire life. So this year I brushed up on my Italian, but next year Billy and I want to go to Japan so we could learn conversational Japanese with it. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone has to offer, and right now they're offering 50% off. It's an insane steal. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Growing Joy with Plants listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life, plant friends. It's an insane deal. Redeem 50% off at Rosetta, R-O-S-E-T-T-A, stone.com/today. It's so funny. This month, we also have the two founders of Houseplant Club who met through sharing a Pilea. And I have made plant friends with Alessia, who, shout out to Alessia of Apartment Botanist on Instagram. But she and I have become friends, plant friends in real life off of Pilea sharing as well. Is there an official Pilea story that we should know about?
Yeah, so it's such a fun, so it basically, in a nutshell, is there was a Norwegian missionary who was in China, and when he left after World War II, he brought back a few specimens with him, and that made it, like, it's very, very big in Scandinavia because it really, you know, started there. So it started sharing friend to friend in Norway. His daughter was a nanny, and she brought, as far as we all know, as far as it's been tracked, the first friendship plant to England, because she was a nanny and au pair in England. And so it just shared from person to person, and I think it was really social media that allowed people to really start seeing that sharing happening. And we've got some big plans for trying to track, like, person to person all the way back to that missionary, our own plants. And so, yeah, stay tuned, because we're planning on going to Europe in the next 18 months to do some exciting research and some fun interviews over there. So
that's so cool. And it is so fun, the ease of which the babies sprout out of the soil, and then all of a sudden you have a second plant you get to share.
Yeah, it's really fun.
That's so special. So I'm so excited to have you, the Pilea expert, to help educate us in proper Pilea care. Because I think the other thing that people struggle with is, you know, they spend their $50, order it on the internet, or go to the garden center and get it, and then maybe don't know how to properly care for it. And I think the worst thing that could happen would be to lose your precious Pilea. So that would just be devastating. So I would love for you to kind of go over Pilea care basics with us.
Okay, so to get started, the easiest way to think of what you're going to be doing with your Pilea is treat it like a succulent. It wants to dry out completely between waterings, and it prefers some bright indirect light. Direct light will definitely burn it, but indirect light is great for it. So don't, you know, wait until it's at least halfway dry before you're watering again.
Okay.
And preferably let it dry out completely. Like my intern just got back from Christmas and she's like, well, my pilea survived a month without getting watered and it has new growth. And I'm like, yep, because they're awesome plants. You know, like they really can, they're very hardy if you are careful about not overwatering them.
That's so hard, especially for me. Yeah. In the winter, I have two pileas now, one from you and one mm-hmm. from my friend Alessia. And it's hard because the soil dries out slower in the winter. So I keep checking and I just yeah. want to water it so bad, but I can't. Well,
there's two good tips that we tell people a lot. One of the easiest ways to tell when it needs watering is to really understand its weight. So instead of like trying to feel the soil, pick it up and you can feel the difference between a fully watered pot and a dry pot. Like it feels very different. You just get really comfortable with that feel, get really comfortable with gauging how much, you know, water is in the soil based on the weight of your pot. And really it only takes two or three times watering if you're checking it regularly to feel that very clearly. And that's a lot easier. I feel like, you know, you walk by and you kind of just pick it up and you're like, oh no, still got some water in there. You're good. And the second thing is we really, really can't recommend too much bottom watering instead of top watering.
Really?
So I don't know if you bottom water, but we recommend that for every plant you have that you can lift, bottom water rather than top water, because there's a couple reasons, but basically if you are top watering, what often happens is that you're watering too frequently with not enough water. Every plant that you have, the soil needs to be fully saturated with water when you water. And then it's the frequency. It's not how much water is in that soil, like when you do the watering, that matters. So you're going to be
You lost me. Can you say that again?
Yeah,
I'm trying to wrap my head around this. Okay.
So basically, like, and you may have seen this before. Mm-hmm. If you are watering from the top and the water starts dribbling out the bottom, you may notice that, like, oh, there's tons of water dribbling out the bottom of the drain holes, but there's like patches even on top that aren't wet at all.
Right.
And that's because when the soil dries out and kind of starts clumping, the water just trickles around it. It just finds the path of least resistance and goes down and doesn't actually saturate the growing medium. So a lot of times people are watering too frequently, but not actually saturating the soil.
Okay.
And so when you bottom water, if you put your plant, your pot with the drainage hole into a plate or a bowl, or for a big plant into your tub or your sink, you put it into an inch or two of water, it will actually wick up exactly enough water to fully saturate the growing medium.
Perfectly.
And it's the perfect way to do it.
How long do you leave it in that bowl of 2 inches of water?
Totally depends on the plant. A small plant would be probably ready in about 10, 15 minutes. Bigger plants could take an hour, maybe two. But you don't want to leave it in like overnight. It can cause mold, root rot, that kind of thing. So the way you know that it's ready is that the top of the soil will be wet.
Okay. So put it in the water and you're going to feel the soil change.
Yep. You're going to see like when it's ready to come out, because the top will be fully saturated and wet.
Okay. That's really helpful. Great. And if for some reason you can't bottom water, water on top until you can really feel that the soil, I guess by weight, is fully saturated.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And if you can stick your finger down and you can feel like up to, you know, your second knuckle that it's like all the way around the plant fully saturated, you're probably fine.
All right.
It's just a lot easier to be consistently saturating your plants if you bottom water.
Got it. Okay, cool. So treat it like a succulent, wait for the soil to dry out, bottom water it, and put it in bright indirect sunlight.
Yes, yes. So they can still be pretty happy with minimal sunlight, but if you want it to be growing and producing babies, it needs at least a few hours of bright indirect light.
Okay. And if my, like, for example, mine are in a space where it gets direct sunlight for like maybe an hour as the sun kind of moves through my room, since I'm southern facing, that's okay, right? I mean, they don't seem to be
It'll
burning.
Tell you. Right. If it's, you know, it'll tell you. If it's, if the light is too bright on it and direct, then it'll start burning pretty fast.
And it looks burning, it turns brown or it turns yellow?
It's a dark brownish black dry along where it's getting the light.
Okay.
Like it dries. It turns brown and dries.
Okay, got it. Okay, that's so helpful. Okay, so what else? Anything else we need to know in terms of basic care?
No, in terms of basic care, that's really it. I guess if you are, whenever, you know, when you get your new plant, whether it's in the mail from us or you're able to pick it up at a local center, just make sure that you give it a chance to dry out and get some good sunlight before you water it again. I think people's instinct is as soon as they get a plant, they're like, we got to water it. And that will probably stress it more.
Yeah, I've
definitely
done that.
So give it a chance to just, give it a chance to just relax. Don't water it. Don't, you know, give it some sunlight. Let it acclimate a little bit. And really let it dry out after you purchase it before you are watering it again.
And as it gets bigger, do you recommend tying it to a little post or something, or just let it grow on its own?
I like letting it grow on its own. It makes some fun. It makes for some fun shapes, especially because pileas follow the light. So if you're not rotating it, it's going to like come down almost like a bonsai, you know, like out of your pot and start following the light. If you want it to grow straight, of course, you know, you could use a bamboo post. Our largest is probably about a foot and a half, maybe 2 feet tall. So we don't have any of them put to a post. That's a big pilea.
2 feet tall?
Yeah, some of our mamas are getting really big. But I've seen some pictures where they're like 3-4+ feet tall. So I guess if you're really going to have them get that big, it would be good to have them with a post if you want them straight. Yes, they're beautiful.
I think I'm just never going to pronounce it right because I've said pilea like 6 times during this interview, even after you corrected me.
You can say it however you want. It's totally fine. There's no judgment about it. That's why it's a friendship plant.
Right.
We don't get to judge our friends about how they say pilea.
I love it. Now, speaking of friendship, so the first plant that I ordered for my sister, I'm so jealous, came with already producing a little baby. So her baby is growing, and I'm absolutely going to steal it back from her. So, what are best practices for when you see your pup growing? How long do you let it grow till, and how do you really properly separate it from its mom?
So we like to let the babies grow until they're about an inch to an inch and a half minimum.
Okay.
If we're, it depends kind of on our stock and on our schedule, but if you're not trying to propagate a huge amount, I would let it grow till about an inch and a half to 2 inches before I take it off.
Okay.
And in terms of removing it, there's two kind of babies. There's the one that grow on the stem and there's the ones that grow out of the soil.
Right. That's the one my sister has on the one that's from Peep. Yeah.
Yeah. So either one of those, the easiest way is to use a very sharp paring knife. We have like a little scalpel, but just like a little sharp paring knife. And if it's from the stem of the mother plant, then just like right there, they break off pretty easily, but they're precious. So use the knife and just shear it right off of the stem, and the same, just shear it right at the top of the soil. Don't try and pull it out because the pilea root system is actually really delicate. It doesn't have, you know, like a bunch of really strong tap roots. It's a very lacy root system. So you don't want to be just like yanking it out of the root system. It could damage the mother plant's roots. So use a knife to cut it just right at the top of the soil. And we've seen, you know, we've tried a lot of different ways, but for us, if you have a really good propagation growing mix, you can put it directly into that. You don't need to put it in water before you put it into the growing mix.
And what makes it a good propagation mix?
Well, because of that really airy, the really lacy root system, you want a good light aerated growing mix. A succulent would totally work. It doesn't have to be a succulent growing mix. You just want a high quality growing mix. We sell to a propagation and a standard growing mix. And so we recommend ours, but any commercial grade, like greenhouse growing mix would work well.
Okay. So you're taking the scalpel, you're either taking it right off the mom or just cutting right at the soil. You're not digging into the soil to get the longest stem. And then do you have to let that little cut dry out before you stick it in the soil, or you just literally pop it right in?
You can pop it right in.
Okay.
And the main thing at that point, you know, you can put it in very saturated, wet soil, but then you're going to want to treat it a little bit differently from the mother plant because it doesn't have a root system yet. So you're not going to have it dry out completely between waterings like you would with a mother plant. It doesn't have the roots there to soak up all the water. So you want to water it a little bit more. Like, you don't let it dry out completely. Let it dry out maybe 50% before you add more water for the pilea baby. And don't move it very much because those roots are very delicate. So any jostling around, it's easy for them to break. And until you have it really rooting strongly, you don't want to jostle it. You don't want to be moving it. Just make sure that you have it ready when you put it into a space with good, bright, indirect light and where you can water it easily.
Okay. And then, when you first put it into the soil, should the soil be wet, or should you be putting it in and letting it sit for a day and then watering it?
The soil should be wet, not like soaking, but saturated.
But let it be saturated and then let that soil dry out, the soil you're immediately putting it in.
Yes. Let it dry out about 50% before you water it again.
Okay. And don't move it.
Yeah.
And how?
Just don't jostle it around so that it's not losing its connection to those growing roots.
You hear that slurping, plant friends? That is me on my dregs of my daily dose of greens, courtesy of today's sponsor, Equilibria. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. I always have loved green juice and greens powders. Obviously, I love plants. I love growing plants. I love eating plants. Plants are good for you. And I have tried most greens powders brands on the market, honestly, at this point. I have to say, I'm really loving the Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens. I might argue it's probably one of the best tasting greens powders I've ever had, and that says a lot because I've tried most of them. The Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens contains an immune antioxidant and detox blend, along with prebiotics, probiotics, and over 35 fruits and veggies. There's no way I'm eating 35 fruits and vegetables throughout the day, but I love that I'm getting little doses and the micronutrients that are in each of the different veggies and fruits, right? Plus, they're certified organic, which I love. A lot of the competitors are not. I just mix one scoop of the greens powder into my water every day, and I'm shocked at how delicious this powder tastes. It's kind of like apple juice. I started back on the greens powder bandwagon because this spring, in this like season of rejuvenation, I'm kind of rejuvenating, doing an overhaul of my health. I've returned to my workout routine. I'm getting in more sleep. I've recommitted to my morning practice, and I've made this Equilibria Nutri-Greens part of that morning practice, drinking the powder in water in the morning. Plus, I love a female-founded company, right? Don't we all? If you want to try this greens powder, Equilibria is hooking you up with 15% off. Head to myeq.com and use code BLOOM for 15% off Equilibria's daily Nutri-Greens and so many other different products on their website. That's myeq.com and use code BLOOM at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test. Because, plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right house plants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results. And how long can you expect before it's more settled?
It depends on the time of year. In the winter time, you're probably looking at least a month and a half before it has any real roots going, and probably about 3 months before it's ready to be transplanted into anything bigger.
Okay.
In the summertime, you could probably cut that by about 30 or 40% time-wise.
So. Okay. So if I want to share with a friend, I should peel it off and let it sit for a month or two before I actually give it to them.
Yeah, that would be our recommendation. If you're giving it to a friend who's, you know, good with plants and is going to follow,
right,
you know, like, of course you could give it to him right away. And
then they
like,
just
okay,
know.
Here you go. Don't move it.
Don't move it and don't water it every day. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, but if not, then I would definitely wait at least 6 weeks, preferably 2 to 3 months.
Oh, this is amazing. This is like Pilea 101 for dummies, aka me, because I'm like, I know I'm about to do this, so I'm going to ask every possible question to
Good.
Make sure I do it right.
Good.
Okay, cool. And anything else? You don't need to put like rooting hormone or anything like that on the babies, right?
No, you really don't. I mean, it is like a lot like rooting a succulent.
Okay. So just like chill out, stick it in soil. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Okay. And then another thing I want to do is talk about some troubleshooting that you see, or what are the most complaints you get from customers, or the most questions you get from customers when they struggle with their plants.
Yeah. Like 99% of it is overwatering and not enough sunlight.
Okay.
So really, if you're following those two golden rules, you're not going to have these troubles. But yellowing leaves most of the time means that you're giving it too much water.
Okay.
Leaves that are like blackening and dying, again, probably you're giving it too much water or it's not getting enough light. Leaves starting to dry and burn, that's too much direct sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is like the very bottom leaves, as the plant grows and matures, you will lose some of those bottom leaves. That doesn't mean that there's something wrong. It just starts losing some of the bottom leaves. But if it's losing the top leaves or still really small and they're blackening or yellowing, it's probably a water issue. The other main problem that we see people have is that the leaves are curling. We have some ideas as to why this is happening, but we're in the middle of an experiment where we're like just running the gamut of all possible care conditions for it. And we're trying to see like consistently what's causing that, because we tried a few things and we're like, well, that's not it. So we'll have that up on our website as soon as we have a definitive answer, because it's kind of exciting. Scientists haven't really studied this plant. So there's not like a body of research on it. So we get to do the research. It's fun.
That's so cool. So you just have like an experimental section in your greenhouse?
Yeah. So we're just, you know, like putting together like, okay, well, this one is going to get watered every day. And this one gets watered every, you know, when it's 50% dry. And this one is our like recommended watering. And this is getting tons of light and very little light and lots of humidity and heat, and just all trying all kinds of things to make sure that we can give people really definitive answers on their problems. But yeah, 99% of the time it's watering that's causing a problem.
What about filtered water versus normal water?
We use well water on our plants, and mixed with our fertilizer, which we sell our fertilizer, and that has worked really well. I haven't had people have a lot of trouble with filtered water or, you know, like what the different waters they're using. It's not super sensitive. There's always a chance that your yellowing leaves could be due to possibly a lack of nitrogen, but that can usually be fixed really easily with just like once or twice fertilizing it. So I always recommend people try fixing their water problems first, and then if they're still having yellowing with their leaves, then we can move on to maybe there's a nutrient issue.
Okay. And what about, I guess since it's a succulent, misting isn't appropriate.
It's not really necessary. It's, I do it to clean the plant sometimes, and it does enjoy some humidity. It's not like it's a desert plant, but it's not strictly necessary. It's pleasant for it, but it's not going to determine the health of the plant.
Okay. 'Cause then two things I've noticed that I want to ask you about. Number one, I have noticed sometimes there gets to be this white kind of powdery, almost in little circular form on the actual leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that being an issue with anyone else? And I've just like taken a wet paper towel and wiped it off, and yeah, it doesn't come back. But part of me was wondering, is it maybe the fact that I'm not using filtered water, or is it a fungus? Is it this? Is it that? So have you experienced that at all in any of your plants?
Yeah. So it could be, like you were saying, it could be a fungus or it could be hard water residue. Mm-hmm. So if it's hard water residue, it's not hurting the plant. If it's a fungus, that could be hurting the plant. But if it's a fungus, it's probably going to be something that you also are seeing on the top of the soil as well.
Okay.
And it would be from a highly humid and warm environment. So if you don't have a lot of humidity and a lot of warmth, and you're not overwatering, it's probably hard water, just a residue, and just, you can just wipe it off. It's not hurting it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I might experiment. Part of me just feels like I don't want to be that fancy watering my plants with filtered water, but part of me kind of wants to experiment on a couple of plants and see if it makes a difference, because I know a lot of people do that.
Yeah. Well, and there, the thing is, like the well water that we use is very hard water, and that is the water that normal plants get, you know,
right.
That's the water. They don't get filtered water, you know, in the wild. They're getting the same well water that we're using.
Right.
So, and well water is usually pretty hard water. And so it does leave a residue when you are when you are watering significantly from above, like we have misters in our greenhouse and stuff. So it's not going to hurt your plant. It does affect it visually, of course, but, you know, it can't hurt to try with the filtered water and just experiment. That's what having houseplants is all about. You know, nobody is born with a green thumb. It's all about getting to know your plants and just experimenting and having fun.
And figuring it out. And I'm happy you said, too, on my first pilea I got from Alessia, the bottom two leaves dropped off as the plant started growing, and I like had a massive panic attack about it, being like, she gave me her treasured pilea and I killed it. But the plant's doing fine. So it's just as it grows, it's going to shed some of the bottom leaves, and that's normal and to be expected.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's not a big deal at all.
Beautiful. Any other troubleshooting things you want to mention?
It's not a diva plant. It's not a maidenhair fern. It's not like Calathea ornata, where if it's not getting perfect care, it's not looking nice anymore. So it's a very happy, friendly plant. It's a good friend.
And what about, is it low light tolerant or not really? It's got to be at least
it is.
Light. Okay.
It's going to need a lot less water in the lower light, and it's going to grow a lot less.
Okay. Got it. Oh, that reminds me. So how often should you fertilize a pilea?
The fertilizer is really something we recommend just so that it will grow faster and make more babies.
Okay.
It's fine without it. So if you're not looking to have it grow, you know, very quickly or produce a lot of babies quickly, you're good. We recommend using it every 2 to 3 waterings if you want it to be really producing babies quickly.
Okay, cool. Oh my gosh, that was incredibly valuable. I'm so thankful for your knowledge that you agreed
to
come on the
show.
You're
very, very welcome.
So now I want to go back to PEEP and talk about, you've shared with me, but I'd love for you to share with my listeners, the plant people of Bloom and Grow Radio. You have some exciting new products coming out. You have some exciting price adjustments coming out. So I'd love to hear about everything you'll be planning for February and beyond.
Okay, so first of all, we are dropping our Pilea price from $34.99 for our regular size down to $18.99. And we're really excited about this. One of the things we knew from the beginning with Pileas is that there was definitely, like, other people are starting to grow them. And we just decided in the beginning, we're like, we're not in this to be like, no, this is ours and nobody else can grow this. And oh no, everyone else is growing it. What are we going to do? Like, we love this plant. We want people to have this plant. So we don't just want to be like, okay, well, we're going to be really exclusive and they're really expensive and nobody else can have them. We're excited that there's so many ways that people can get this plant. And so we dropped our price to reflect that and to say, come, you know, like, here they are. They're ready and waiting for you, and we're excited to share them. And we have hundreds, you know, in our greenhouses that are just waiting to go home with you. And the second product, and again, because we want these to be shared, is our new Pilea baby kit. So this is going to be a kit where it will come with 3 mini pots and a bag of our propagation mix and 3 1-ounce bottles of our fertilizer concentrate, and then 3 little care and info cards. So basically, if you have a Pilea and it's having babies, you can purchase our kit, and then you'll have, you know, the resources to share 3 of those babies with your friends. So it's just to try and make it as easy as possible so that you have everything that you need to snip off that little baby, put it in the pot with wonderful growing, you know, propagation medium, and have a little bottle of it makes a 1 gallon of fertilized water. So you could use that for months, really.
That's amazing. And you're going to be contributing one of the friendship kits for our Friendship February giveaway.
Yes, we're very excited. So we will be, we're contributing one of the kits and one of the Pileas to the giveaway.
So everybody stay tuned on Instagram for this giveaway. You are not going to want to miss out, because a Pilea could be coming your way in this adorable friendship kit. That's amazing. What are some of the plants that our listeners can get excited to look forward to seeing more of on your site besides the Pilea?
Yeah, so we're going to start to try and have our new plants every 2 weeks coming up on the website. And some of the ones that we are propagating and working on having regularly are, we have like a plants that kids love section. So that will include like the sensitive plant, that's a Mimosa pudica, where you touch it and they like curl up and withdraw. Mm-hmm. Those are so fun. Or the Oxalis triangularis, those beautiful like butterfly looking clover type plants, you know, that are like purple and they look like butterfly wings and they have the most amazing little they're bulbs and they look like caterpillars and they're so fun. All my nieces and nephews love them. So those are going to be really fun. We'll have some kits for kids with those. We have some rickrack cactus growing in our greenhouses that we're excited to start selling. Those are beautiful. Watermelon peperomia.
Oh, my favorite. My dream.
Yeah, I know. We're so excited. I go and check on them in the greenhouse. I'm like, yes, keep growing, little friends.
Keep growing, little guys. You're so weird and cool.
And then we have just, some really fun other ones like Hoya Kerry, and we've got some African linden trees that are really fun, and some different kinds of Ripsalis, like a Paradoxa and a mistletoe cactus. And then this won't be on our website, but if you're in Southern California, I'm really hoping that in the next 4 to 6 months, we'll have some variegated Monsteras in the store.
So oh boy.
I'm, I'm super excited about those. Fingers crossed, they grow so slow because they're variegated, so they're just not photosynthesizing as much as the standard ones, but they're beautiful and I'm really excited about them.
So cool. And where can we find you? www.peep.co. Mm-hmm. And then you have a couple of different Instagram handles, right?
Yeah. So we have at peep.co, and that is our store Instagram. And then we have at pilea.lovers, which that's just totally a community of people who love pileas, and we repost several 1 to 2 pictures a day of people's pileas. And then Plant Unicorn, at Plant Unicorn. That's just, we post pictures of beautiful houseplants that we love.
And an even more special announcement is that you are going to offer a special discount for Bloom and Grow Radio listeners, yes?
Yes. So for the month of February, we're offering 10% off with the code BLOOM10. That's BLOOM10.
You get 10% off your entire order. So you can order a pilea and a friendship kit and whatever else that's sexy that on the website that you want.
Everything is sexy.
Yeah, everything's sexy on the website for the month of February. So, oh my gosh, this has been so informational. Thank you so very much for being on the show, McKenna.
You're so welcome. It was really fun for me. I love, love talking about plants. So.
Yay. Thanks again for having a listen today. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Bloom and Grow Radio on iTunes and leave us a review. If you want to follow the Bloom and Grow journey and are interested in more plant tips, give us a follow on Instagram at Bloom and Grow Radio and visit www.bloomandgrowradio.com to join the email list. And please let me know what you want to hear in the future episodes. I'm here to help you keep blooming and keep growing.
Bloom and Grow Radio.
Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because Plant Friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible, so I made this cutie little Plant Parent Personality Quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.